Back at it again with the white bands.
Hello, everyone.
Another podcast.
Welcome to episode 19, 18. Let's pull up Instagram and find out. It is episode 19. Wow.
That's crazy. I would have said 18.
Yeah, 18 was our official New Year's episode.
Oh, happy New Year. How was everyone's New Year?
My New Year has been awful, so I'm going to try again in April.
That's fair.
Yeah. We're going to start over April 1st, trying again. Maybe good things will happen.
Every month you just kick off a new year because you don't like how the last month went.
Who's to say? I can't do that.
No one. No one here is going to judge you.
Thank you for giving me the agency to create my own New Year's.
You are in charge of your own destiny, Kimberly.
She believed she could, and so she did.
Oh, no. Live, laugh, love.
Han, how have you been? We took a week off because, yeah, my life keeps absolutely royally sucking. So let's catch up.
We did take a week off. I am so, like, exhausted today because we had the time change over the weekend. And I just have been sitting here all day, like, how does a 1 hour difference, like, time change mess up my internal body clock this much? Like, the same thing happened in the fall.
Yeah.
And it's like, my dad and I were talking, like, when you travel and you go to a different time zone, like, the sun and everything essentially is the same as where you are.
Yeah.
You know, like, you still expect the sun to set at, like, 7 p.m. or 5 p.m. or whatever. And now it's like, oh, it's so bright instead, or it's so dark instead.
If there's two things in this world that I will forever admit that I can't really wrap my head around, it's daylight savings and time zones.
Yeah, time is a crazy concept.
I'm just not really good at it. And it's been haunting me since I was in seventh grade, because I remember my teacher, Mrs. Richards, made us all stand around the classroom in, like, a circle and represent the different time zones, and then we had to do some exercise with them, and I was really bad at it. And I remember being really bad at it and, like, being one of the only people who couldn't grasp it. And I still, like, even this weekend I was like, okay, spring forward, that means we go forward, that means we lose, or I, like, it always messes me up. Also, I have a kelp that I would like to crack.
Crack it.
Kraken.
This is my pregame to dinner. Gonna hold me over for the next hour while I'm on an empty stomach.
I don't have a kelp. I have officially run out of kelp. My kelp stash. Oh my God. I had it for months, by the way. My kelp stash, I didn't have to restock for a really long time. So today I'll be enjoying a Trader Joe's pomegranate punch.
Do you like the influencer, like, camera focus thing? Yeah. Stunning. Wow.
I
think you left a couple of those in my fridge from the Christmas party.
I probably did. They're seasonal. They're always around in the Christmas holiday time.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So
I didn't let you finish the sentence, and I was like, how can they be seasonal and always around at the same time? But I'm just jumping the gun.
It's okay. My brain cell, as we've established, is not functioning today. So keep questioning me. every winter now, for, like, I guess the past two, like, Christmases, I've been stocking up on these because they, like, go out of stock really quick, and then they're not around for another year. But basically it's like a pomegranate, like, sparkly, like kind of gingery too. It's good.
Love. I cannot get over how much my headphones are itching my head today. Everyone, I am sweaty because I just went to the gym, and now my, like, over-ear headphones are pushing my sweaty hair into my scalp, and it's just, like, it's sensory overload. So
yeah,
I'm doing it a favor by sticking through this next 45 minutes.
I gotta say, that's why I've always opted for the buds on our podcast, because I know having something over my ears this long, 40 minutes, is going to drive me insane. I wore over-ear headphones to the gym the other day because my earbuds were dead.
No. I have so many thoughts on this.
It was tough. Like, thankfully, I was just like, I walked on the treadmill to warm up my body and then I lifted weights. So I wasn't doing anything crazy, like
Yeah, like profusely
stumbling
sweating.
around. Yeah, but I am a sweaty bitch, as we've established many times. So my ears get sweaty, and so my headphones were like I had to air them out when I got
Yeah,
home.
I have worked out in these a few times when my buds are dead. And every time they like literally pool with sweat, and the like padding is porous, which is just disgusting to think about. And I feel like gym internet culture really loves like the over ear headphone look in terms of like a hot girl gym aesthetic. And I'm like, that just seems A, disgusting, but B, if you're doing anything that's like laying down or moving your head, it gets in the way. Like, I remember trying to do skull crushers with them on once, and they kept falling back and then like falling off my ears, and I was really frustrated. So,
And I don't know about yours, but mine, they're porous. The padding is porous, but it's also like a fake pleather on it too. So it like still absorbs. So I'm like, it's just a breeding ground for bacteria. Like you wear them
it's just
enough,
disgusting.
like
Honestly,
you're gonna get an ear infection.
the fact that we're
Cauliflower
talking
ear.
about it, and I'm thinking about how gross they are, and they're itching my face, and I'm sweaty, and I put makeup on over my sweat. I'm just like, this is about to be.
Doing a face mask tonight for sure.
I'm gonna like go shower in apple cider vinegar and hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah. Let me just sit in 91% isopropyl
Yeah, like it feels so icky.
Fuck
I'm
your
like,
ice baths. I want isopropyl alcohol baths. I want to dry out my body and burn everything off.
if we give it long enough, that trend will probably come around.
I mean, it was almost here when we were being told to put bleach in ourselves to kill COVID. Don't do that, by the way.
Wait,
Remember
was
the
that an
beginning of
actual
COVID?
thing, or was that in a crazy,
You, I,
right
you,
wing?
it feels like a fever dream, but the president of the United States at the time, not to make this political, but the president of the United States at the time did say to do that.
I suppressed that.
A fever fucking dream.
A fever dream. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So,
Cheers to that.
anyway.
Speaking of presidents and politics, I want to talk about the royal family.
Okay, I wasn't sure where you were going with that. I was like, oh God, oh no, we get canceled at episode 19
We gave you a
on a
psychology
prime
podcast,
number.
and now it's political.
Ooh, sorry.
This is NPR with Michael Barbaro.
This is NPR as in no politic recollection. I don't
No
know.
politics recording. The royal family is apparently being accused of photoshopping a picture of Kate Middleton, who has not been seen in the public for quite some time now. And I feel like she's pulling a Taylor Swift Reputation era, just going completely under the radar. No paparazzi has gotten any photos of her. The royal family hasn't released any official photos. And the speculation on the internet about where Kate Middleton is hilarious.
I love it.
It's my personal favorite is that, so I guess Slipknot either got a new drummer or their drummer was taking a break or something.
Yeah, they lost their drummer. I don't not like death, but
Oh, okay.
he's gone. He left the band.
Okay.
Sorry, bad phrasing.
Yeah, and now people are like, Kate Middleton is the new Slipknot drummer, because how do we know? They all wear masks. It's so
We'll
good.
never know. And that's why she's been gone, because she's been practicing her paradiddles and everything so she
Yeah.
could become a drummer.
Or getting a BBL.
That's also really funny.
Yeah.
I like that one. And like the speculation that like King Charles was like donating stuff for her BBL or whatever. It was just like really funny too.
Ew.
Yeah. 'Cause
Like,
they were gone at the same time, you know.
I looked at the photo and I feel like on first glance I wouldn't notice that it was photoshopped. And then when people start calling out little things, I'm like, oh, it's just so weird.
Yeah, I think the weird thing is like out of context, everyone's like, well, the Kardashian, like people Photoshop all the time, but it's like this isn't an Instagram thing. This was an official press statement with an official photograph. And if you're doing legitimate journalism. You don't use altered pictures. That's not good journalism.
And now the
So,
Associated Press is called like a whatever,
a
not
kill.
recall, kill, yeah, of the photo because it was manipulated.
Yeah, because they were under the assumption that it wasn't, because it was from the actual sources themselves. So,
Insane.
and I
What will
love
they do
the, did you
next?
see the tweet response that was just like everyone, I was just, experimenting with Photoshop. And I was like, no, bitch, you weren't.
Wait, like an official?
I'm pretty sure it was like the Twitter that's for like the Prince and Princess of Wales or whatever.
Oh my gosh.
Who know?
That's
I
so
mean, but
funny.
it's Twitter, right? So you just never know these days which is the
Yeah.
official and which isn't, because everyone can have a fucking check mark.
My
Thanks,
favorite thing
Elon
on
Musk.
Photoshop is the AI generation tool.
Oh, yeah.
That gave me my actual headshot, but it took so long to get there.
I was gonna say that was quite the road to get to, quite the journey.
It kept giving me like fucking knocker tits. Like, I don't have big boobs at all. And so basically what I was trying to get Photoshop to do, in respect to the engineers behind the product, because I know that this is only in the beta testing phase and they're still working out like the kinks of AI, whatever generation. But I had this photo of my face that I had taken against like a plain background at my friend's wedding. So like my makeup and hair were done and I liked the way my like smile and my face looked. But I wanted my chest and the top of me to not be in a bridesmaid's dress because it was like a little bit too low cut to use professionally. So I basically was trying to tell Photoshop, put me in like a white button down, a white t-shirt, like something really basic. It didn't need to be a full suit. Like the company I work for is pretty casual. So it's like I'm not really trying to like look like a lawyer. I just need to not have my like chest out. And every time I would tell Photoshop, I would be like, white t-shirt. It would give me a white t-shirt with double D cleavage on like outline of boobs under it. I was like, what is every single time? I ended up just cropping my headshot so that it's like literally just above my collarbone. But I was like, every time I'm getting huge, like pornographic boobs.
My favorite was when you started to ask it to change your eye color for fun. We were doing this for science, and
Oh,
it
yeah.
made you like
Then I
cross-eyed
regretted
and
it.
like gave you a lazy eye. And then it
Yeah.
was just like the most weird, distorted picture of you ever by the time you were done with it. It was so funny. God, I loved AI.
It's so good. I'm like, why? I feel like changing eye color is so simple. Like,
Your eyes were looking in two different directions
yeah,
and lopsided.
it would literally take my eyeballs and make them look. Oh my God. I should bring it back.
Yeah, we should start for our Funny Hot Very Cool Instagram doing some Photoshop
Yeah, doing
drops.
some AI generation.
Photoshop Friday.
It's so good.
Send us your funniest Photoshop finds and we'll post them on our stories for Photoshop Friday if you guys
I'm gonna
want.
make my own.
Yeah, or make your own besties and send them to us. Just DM them on Instagram, Funny Hot Very Cool. We'll
Yeah.
share.
Something I'm gonna need to learn how to Photoshop is all the burn scars off of my body. I was thinking about this the other day. I was like, wow, if I ever get married, my photographer is gonna have some work to do. I just like don't know what I'm pretty convinced at this point that someone who really hates me has thrown my voodoo doll into a fire.
I can't wait for you to spontaneously combust now.
Yeah, I don't listen. I don't know a lot about voodoo, okay? I'm not sure if that's how it works, but that's how I feel because I cook a lot, not like in the cool way, but in the way that like I need to eat.
Her cook, let her cook.
Yeah, like it's not like I'm a chef. I just like meal prep chicken and rice like every other straight white man so that I don't die.
Gym bro aesthetic.
Yeah. But I seem to constantly burn myself. Like I just all my forearm is covered from like reaching over the stove, from reaching in the oven and like not paying. And most recently, I was cooking dinner after the gym and I had on like a long line like sports bra and high-waisted leggings. So there's like an inch of my torso that is out. And I was baking something and I brought the baking sheet out of the oven in my left hand and I guess like angled it too close to my body and fucking singed that part of my torso in like a 3-inch line with the edge of the baking sheet. And now it is bright red and crusting over and going to be a scar in the one part of my body that is usually exposed when I'm dressed. Because, like every other bitch, my uniform is a crop top and high-waisted pants.
Oh my God, you just unlocked a memory for me.
Oh my God, share.
But
Fail.
I think of this not very often, so this is like unlocked lore. When I was growing up in elementary school, I would do a rec soccer league, and I think I was like 4th or 5th grade. And you know how like rec soccer, they group together like an age range. So sometimes you have like 3rd graders and 5th graders playing and stuff. So there was a girl on the team that was like a year or two younger than me. And I remember she was pretty hyperactive, and yeah, I think her parents were going through a split. Like, girl needed some attention, but she made for great comedic relief a lot of times. Even
Love
though,
how like describing a child as hyperactive is such a specific image that we can all just like perfectly picture in our minds.
yeah, I was like, she needed some desperate attention. But the one day we're at practice, like after school or whatever, and she's like, yeah, I was wearing some sort of shirt or something to school, and I noticed it, like I wanted it to be like ironed or something. And she goes, and I tried to iron it while it was on me. And she lifted up her shirt to show her belly, and she had like an iron mark, like burn. It wasn't
What'd
like
she
super
think an
deep or anything.
iron was?
Also, I'm like, we're in elementary school, which means that she was probably like, less than 13 years old. Why is she operating an iron by herself?
Yeah, I have a lot of questions.
It was just like, what? And she just had this like weird burn mark looking thing on her stomach. But like, obviously, it wasn't bad enough that she got like fucking, second or third degree burns. But it was just like, you're insane. Like, everyone knows an iron is hot. But then now that I'm like older, I'm like, well, sometimes you do forget that you just pulled something out of an oven and you go to defeat it and you're like, fuck, I forgot that was hot. But at the time I was like, what?
Yeah, that's crazy. I have never, I mean, it does kind of sound like something I would do in this burn journey of my
So
life.
yeah, so maybe your voodoo doll just like works at like a dry cleaners or something.
Okay, maybe. Yeah, or he's like a or she or they. Maybe they're
Your voodoo doll is a different gender than you. I love that.
I don't know how voodoo works.
Normally, your voodoo doll is supposed to be like a little replica representation. So if you're a woman and you identify as a woman, then you would have a woman.
I want my
Unless
voodoo
you
doll
don't, which
to
is
be
totally fine, Kimberly.
I want my voodoo doll to be a cat. Okay, good to know. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like that's something I would do on this journey of mine. But I have tried to iron clothes while they're on my body before, but iron is the wrong word. I have used a hair straightener.
Okay, that also sounds really dangerous.
Well, it's usually not that like that intense. It's like the hem of my skirt is like flipping out from being like folded a weird
I
way,
could see how a
or
straightening iron could come in handy.
like pockets when they like get stuck up from like the starchy washing fluid. I don't know. And I'll just take my hair straightener and just.
I've done it with like a little like steamer or something with like a skirt or like, but I hold it away from like I stretch it out away from my body. But
Now
anyway.
that we're talking about burns, mine is. I'm so sensory overloaded today. I'm like, my burn is itchy. My head is itchy.
The lights are bright, the sound is loud,
Everything. It's crazy.
everything's
Oh my
hot.
God. Loud. Let me fucking rant about loud from
Go
this
for it.
weekend.
It's all
I
you.
have soft house lore to
Oh,
share.
soft house.
So for our local DC friends, which I think is everyone, because the only people who listen to this are our friends and they all live here.
And my mom, thank you.
And yes, shout out Jay. Our Sauv House is a beer garden turned club thanks to TikTok. And it's a fun place to day drink. You
It used
go,
to
you
be
get
so fun to go to.
it used to be super fun. Now it's just like the best option because DC's going out scene has gotten bad, and also we have gotten old at the same time. So it's just like we're both moving in different directions.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be here anymore, and you don't want me here either. So Sauv House, we go on Saturday after a bottomless brunch, and I walk in, and like, I mean, we go to concerts, like we go out. I listen to my like AirPods at full volume. It's my phone is constantly telling me that I'm gonna lose my hearing. So
Correct.
is my watch, loud decibel. Like I'll make a smoothie and it's like, whoa there, blender.
Yeah. Heaven forbid I grind my coffee.
Yeah, exactly. Or like get ice out of a machine.
Yeah.
Sauv House was the loudest place I have ever been on Saturday. Like I couldn't function. It was so loud. I have a note in my phone that is literally time stamped. Oh, I think I may have already deleted it, but it was time stamped like 6:30 p.m. And it just says, can you put one of these TVs on ESPN? Because UNC Duke was on and the servers behind the bar could not hear me asking. It was so, I was like, how are you getting drink orders?
That and I remember the last time I was in Soft House, I was like, this is actually uncomfortably loud. I can't talk to
Uncomfortably.
anyone. You can barely make a drink order, like all that stuff. And you walk by outside and it's like a party on the sidewalk. Like it's loud on the sidewalk.
Yeah,
So
it
I
was
can't
uncomfortably
imagine it
loud.
being like even louder than that.
It hurt being there. And then I woke up Sunday morning and I wasn't hungover, thankfully, but I felt like I was getting sick because my ears hurt so bad that it was like giving me a headache. And like I felt like sinus clogged because my ears had the perception of being clogged because it hurt so bad to be in that loud of an environment. It was crazy. And this guy, while I was there, and I pulled up ESPN on my phone to watch the game because I couldn't communicate with the servers. So I'm standing there, minding my own business, watching the game on my phone, like a really cool social person at a bar. And this guy came up to me and started talking to me. And he was like, what are you watching? And I was like, the UNC Duke game. Also, like, please try to take my dialogue recollection at face value because this guy was three sheets to the wind wasted. So there were a lot of repeated phrases and slurs in there.
Not slurs in a bad word, but slurring words.
Sorry, yes, slurred words, not
To
like
clarify for people, I feel like that's what you mean, but I just want to make sure. I was
Like,
talking to this
ooh.
really homophobic dude.
No,
He could have
like,
been.
yeah, he could have been, but he was like, I was the game, like that.
Ew.
And he was telling me that he bet a lot of money on the game and that if UNC won, he would lose a lot of money.
Is that a
And I kept
brag?
just, right? I don't know. I kept looking up, being like, cool, sorry, that sucks. And then I would be like, yeah, it's crazy how much money you can lose on sports betting. And he would just be like, I don't sports bet. And I was like, but
My
you,
guy.
I was like, you just told me that you're about to lose a lot of money on this game. And I'm like trying to be nice and have a conversation, not interested in him as like a romantic pursuit.
Yeah.
So I was just like standing there. And then he kept being like, you know, you have a really cool personality. And I was just like, okay, thank you.
Because you just shut up and let him talk.
I guess. And then his friend kept being like, give him your number. And I was just like, I'm busy. Like, I don't want to be a part of this. I looked down at my phone for probably 45 seconds and like we had stopped communicating. And then I look up and my friend is laughing. And I'm like, what's so funny? And he's like, turn around. And I turn around, and that guy who was just talking to me had his tongue down this other girl's throat up against the wall. And I was just like, Oh my gosh. My friend was like, that could have been you. And I was like, thank God it's not.
My God, he's so trashy for
Oh, he was on the
that.
prowl. He was on the prowl. And I respect the hustle, but it was just one of those where I was like, oh, crazy. Good for
Crazy
you.
girl, yeah. I
Yeah.
mean, get it. Oh my God, that's wow.
Small prowl floor just never ceases to amaze me.
So many fun times there and weird times. I was out this weekend in central Pennsylvania, and
Where?
I it's actually there are some fun places, and
Yeah.
I think it's because I had the bar so incredibly low from like the very last time I went out several years ago. And I also was with like much better company. And I
How to always
went.
have fun. Keep your bar on the floor.
I mean, it's one way to manage your expectations. Is it healthy? No. So we went to this bar that was a smoking bar, by the way.
Excuse me.
Then no,
Insane.
that's the correct response.
Just coughing fit. It's insane to me that those still exist.
I was like, I don't know, like I hadn't been in a smoking bar since like college
I don't think I've
when
ever been in a smoking bar besides like walking past them in the Atlanta airport.
yeah, well, so when I was in college, Pennsylvania passed, or maybe right before I started college, they passed a law, or some regulation that was like a certain percent of your income, if a certain percent of your income came from like food service, then you couldn't be a smoking bar. So basically, like
Got it.
you could have like fucking bar snacks, as in like here's some nuts and like pretzels, or you know, like something like super small, and then
Yeah.
you could still be a smoking bar. So like in college, there was pretty much like one or two bars that were still smoking bars, and sometimes they had like fun deal nights, so like we would go or like karaoke or something, and like it was fine. And like it's a bunch of college kids, so it's not like everyone's smoking in there anyway. So
Yeah.
I'm like, that's my fucking baseline from like 10 years ago. And
Right.
so I was like, oh, like this one bar we were gonna go in, it was really cool. It has like an arcade in it and stuff.
Oh,
And
love.
I know. And then like the floor
Supplement my
above it.
alcohol with a fun, I was going to say a fun game, but I know all of our friends are going to say that I hate games, and I do. But like, I mean, like a pinball
You,
or like
I was gonna say, you
basketball.
don't like really like a board game-y or
No,
card game-y type
I
thing.
do
Yeah.
like arcade
You're a
games.
doer. You do things.
Yeah, or pusher.
Anyway, that line was around the corner. It was like, a line that even in DC, I would be like, why is there a line for this place past 1 a.m.?
Yeah. Whoa, that's late.
Yeah. So we went to the smoking bar because we're like, my friend was like, it's pretty much a vibe, but like it is smoking. And I was just like, sure, whatever. And I was like, well, we walk in and I was like, I don't know what I was expecting, but like it was instant choke hold of like smoke down your lungs.
Ew.
Crazy.
Ew.
But we walked in and this girl that we were with, there was like an older man sitting at like the corner of the bar when you kind of walked by the bar, and he just goes, "Where's your
All I would
smile,
expect.
sweetheart?" And then she smiled at him and sat down. She's like, "I'm so mad at myself for doing that, like just like giving in or whatever." And then
He
and we
said,
kind
"You should
of
smile more,
he
sweetheart."
said, "Where's your smile, sweetheart?" to her. And I was like, "That's fucking disgusting," but it's like this old man kind of like vibing by himself in the corner. So like no one wants to go talk to him anyway. Like I'm not gonna
Yeah.
open the door for that. Anyway, so then we leave and I'm like, fuck this guy. So I just like don't smile on my way out. I don't look at him. We
Yeah.
pass him and I hear him say something to me about, where's your smile? And I go, sorry, I don't have one. And then we left. I was like, are you using this line on every woman that walks in who isn't like fucking smiling?
Ugh. Also, can men just stop saying that
Literally. It was
in
so weird.
general?
It was
I
so
hate
weird.
it.
I was like, I hate that. Anyway,
Haven't
so
you ever
that
heard
was
of resting
interesting.
bitch face?
Yeah. And I'm not even resting right now. I'm just a bitch.
Yeah, this is actually my active
This
bitch
is my active bitch face. Fuck you. Yeah,
face.
I was just like, what the hell is happening right now? Anyway, then we went to Sheetz and got drunk food. It was great.
Yum, what'd you get?
I got fried mac and cheese bites,
Oh my
and
God, yum.
they have pickle fries now, which is like thin cut pickles that are like fried. So it looks like French fries,
Wow.
but it's a pickle. And then I got like a pretzel roll sandwich because your girl was hungry.
Yum.
Yeah, so going out in Harrisburg is interesting, but there are some cool people and some cool places down there. Surprising to me because,
And people
again,
who smoke cigarettes.
yeah, there's a couple smoking bars. That's the thing. I'm like, I don't know which bars are smoking bars now, so I guess it's gonna
Yeah,
be a roulette.
that's so interesting. One of the last times I went out, we were in a group of six, and the deal of the night, what on my New Year's on March 1st, was $6 or not $6, $30 beer buckets with six beers in it. So it became very easy for us to just change between who was buying the beer bucket. So we got Bud Light. And at first you're like, who really ever wants like a bottle of Bud Light? I don't know what has come over me. It's the best drink I've ever had in my life. Like I took a sip of that Bud Light bottle. Bottle is very important.
Oh, bottle is superior to Bud Light in a can, I will say.
Oh, I feel like any beer in a can, because cans, I mean, listen, I'm drinking a canned Diet Dr. Pepper right now. Cans don't keep the cold as well as a bottle.
And to be fair, the Bud Light is like an aluminum bottle too. So it's like all the benefits of
No, it was
having
glass.
what?
It was, Hannah, it was the crispiest beer I've ever had in my life. And now I'm like, I'm a Bud Light girl. Like, if it's in a bottle, give it to me. I want six right now. Like, they were so good.
I love glass bottle beer, but I feel like a lot of bars in DC kind of stop giving them.
Yeah, because
And
people get wasted and drop them.
I feel like it's super rare, or if it, or it's some like random like super stout or like super duper sour IPA or something that like is just such a unique flavor that not a ton of people are gonna get it anyway.
I don't know. I'm just like, I'm looking forward
Wow.
to my next one. It was so good. It's gonna be my drink of the summer.
Yeah, a beer in a bottle is great. You can't have it by the pool, though.
This is true. You're right. There is something about a beer in a bottle. Like, I felt so sick drinking it.
Define sick.
Like, cool. I was like,
Okay.
I look like I can fucking hang.
I'm a cool girl. I'm a cool chill girl. You're gonna
Yeah,
get the girls' girl police are gonna be called on you.
Oh, yeah. I was just
Watching
like,
sports in the
now.
bar on your phone and drinking beer out of a bottle.
I know, what
Not
can I
very girls
say?
girl of you.
I'm just a cool chill girl, and I only wear mascara and chapstick when I go out now.
Yeah. Taylor Swift who?
Hate Taylor Swift. I only listen to Travis Scott.
Oh God. That's what my sister and her friends were talking about this, like the girls' girls versus like the fake girls' girls is like, I don't really care for Taylor Swift, but I listen to her and or put her on playlists because my friends like her. Versus like, I don't care for Taylor Swift. I'm refuse to listen to her even if my friends like her.
I feel like that's usually just suppressed misogyny.
Yeah, which is why you're not a girl's girl, because you hate girls. So,
Well, I
yeah.
think all girls should drink Bud Light out of bottles.
That's fair. I also learned from my sister's friends how horsepower is sort of measured.
Like in a car?
Yeah, like like if someone says like it has 500 horsepower. Like I always visualize like 500 horses.
Oh, I don't visualize it. I mean, now I am.
Well, if someone said 500 horsepower, you'd be like, that's 500 horses. Apparently, like, that's not correct.
So what's the power of a horse?
One horsepower is not one horse. A horsepower apparently has like 15 horsepower on average. The average horse on
Wait.
average.
Wait. So a horse has more than one power?
Yeah, and it uses invisibility. It's actually a Pokemon.
So a horse
One
has.
horse does not equal one horsepower. One horse on average, like an average horse on average, has 15 horsepower.
That is so stupid.
Isn't
Who?
that weird? I don't, there's probably some weird thing about when horsepower was created and like how it evolved since
Oops.
then, but
Yeah. Have our horses evolved? Is that why?
yeah, again, Pokemon.
No, wait. That was a serious question.
I don't know. I'm just, maybe we give them like GMO shit now and they are just
Yeah.
like operate better. I
So
don't
they're
know.
stronger. Harder,
Perhaps.
bigger, faster, stronger.
They go to the gym.
Nah. They don't. Wait, I'm really upset by this.
It? We were, thank God we were having margaritas at the time. I was like, I need a moment with this.
Yeah, I need to sit with this. I need to mull it over. Like,
You're telling me if somebody said this car engine has like 400 horsepower or whatever. Like, again, I always was like, power of 500 horses. No. It's less horses.
So it would be like 500 divided by 15.
Sure.
That sounds less impressive now. Because, like,
Correct.
okay, if it's 500 horsepower divided by 15, that's only 33 horses.
Yeah. I mean,
That's just not that many horses.
it's like having a dog sled team, but with horses.
Yeah, I guess like a carriage.
You just have like a ton of horses pulling your carriage. Like, okay. Yeah. To carry you.
It's literally just a carriage. Like a dog pull, it's like a dog pulling your sled, only horses, okay? Like a
You know
horse-drawn
how I was thinking
carriage.
about how dog sled teams have like what, like 12 or 13 dogs or
Yeah.
something.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah,
Wow.
that really rocked my boat.
Yeah, that's crazy. I hate that a lot.
The more you know, the less you like it.
I need to talk to my dad about this. He's a car guy, and I just
Yes.
need to know what he has to say.
If there are any car guys listening to this, please respond. Car men, please respond.
I feel like Carmen is not really our main demographic.
No, not at all.
Besides, like, if we want to count Tim,
Tim, hi.
I think only listens to this because of Audrey.
Correct.
When they're in the car together. I am looking at the list of things that we talk about, and what's a name consultant?
Okay, this came up on my TikTok like a week and a half ago, but I like this girl came up and it was like, I'm looking for name suggestions. And I was like, oh, for what? Because I didn't automatically think child, baby, but she was talking about like names for a child and then like went on. And I thought maybe it was
I was
like
thinking like
she,
nail polish colors.
yeah, I was like a dog, a whatever, a card. And then she went on to like say, like, we want to change the name, the or like their current name is this, and we want to change. And I was like, oh, maybe she's like fostering or adopting. And she wants
Yeah.
to like get the public's opinion on like, you know, want to, because you know, some people want to have a unique name these days.
Oh, yes, most
And
people,
then
I would say.
sometimes that gets people into trouble because it either sounds stupid or it means something terrible in another language or whatever. Like some terrible as in like gross or weird or funny.
Inappropriate, yeah.
That's what it is. Thank you. And like we met a guy this weekend and the girl I was with, she was like, oh, and like my mother tongue, like his name basically means like a used undershirt. I was like, that's fucking hilarious.
That's so funny. So
Yeah.
there are people who consult on.
So this woman then starts talking about, well, my client. And I was like, oh, it's not her. It's for someone else who has a kid. And I can't remember now if it was like they were adopting or the kid has been named and doesn't like their name. And so they're renaming them, or if there was like a gender change, like, you know, maybe they're
Interesting.
non-binary now or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she was asking for some input because she was saying how, like, well, they want it, like, this is the current name and they want it to be like a two-name name. So, like, you know, Catherine
Marianne.
Marie, yeah, type deal. But they were like, but we don't want the standard to be like a Marie or an Anne or a Kate or whatever the. Anyway, I watched, I didn't watch the whole thing, but I watched enough to see what I needed to see. And I was just like, because then the names she started listing off were like a little bit southern sounding, like
Yeah, I feel like a lot of
Orion
double names.
Ann, and like they're like,
Yeah.
well, we really like something like that. And I was like, how interesting. So I didn't know if that it was something that existed where like people consulted on
Yeah, like,
naming.
can you make a full career out of naming other people's
Yeah, like
babies?
a bridal consultant type deal where you have
Yeah.
like the wedding planner that like knows like, oh, well, this color represents this and like this is the hot thing. And like, does she have like a plethora of knowledge of like names and meanings? And like, you know how you can
I
like
feel
Google
like
and be like, what does Kimberly mean? And then it's like, oh, like derived from this language means
I'm pretty sure
whatever.
it's of the meadow, by the way.
Oh, that's cool. Kimberly
Yeah, actually,
Meadows.
big meadow girl. It's interesting to me to think that someone could make a full career off of that. But I've always said that it would be fun to name nail polishes, like, because they're always so funky. Like, that would be a fun job.
I like
But
naming stuff like paint colors and stuff. That's cool. But this is
yeah.
like for people.
Yeah, that's crazy. People, I mean, we talked about this weekend. People are getting insane with what I think we've even talked about it on the podcast, like what we're calling certain trends and like certain. I've recently stumbled upon a hair color. What was it? Olive beige.
Oh yeah, you sent that.
And it was just brunette.
It's
Like,
just like with like maybe like cool undertones. Like that's what
it
it
was
was.
olive beige, and for people who are watching, like, this is brown hair.
Yeah,
This is,
it's cool toned brown hair.
I was like, olive beige? Like, can we stop naming every, like, why does everything have to have a name?
Also, when you say beige, I don't think
Brunette.
brown hair.
I think blonde, like a honey.
I saw the name of a belt color the other day was called tan, and it was a dark fucking brown. It was like a little bit redder, but like as dark brown as your hair, and it said tan. And I was like, that's
So like a chocolate, like deeper
exact. I was like
chocolate
a
or an espresso.
mocha auburn would have been great. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like even when you're shopping now, it's like cottage core. Like, I'm like, can I just buy a floral skirt? Have to be like so tuned into this trend.
Yeah, sometimes we can just leave things as they are and we don't need to name everything.
Yeah. Also, the
Stop
Apple.
trying to make fetch happen.
The Apple Journal app, I don't know if anyone uses it, but it sends the funniest prompts. I don't use it, but which is funny because I feel like Apple knew that all of the girlies were just venting their thoughts in the Notes app and now created a journal app and
Perfect.
just completely came for the notes. Like everyone's Notes app at some point has one that's like, I just think it's funny.
The way that you said that was not okay.
Yeah, it really hurt my feelings. No, but it syncs to your activity, and so it will send me a
Oh, like for mental
prompt.
health, like when you say meditation and stuff like that.
No, it'll be like evening run, journal about it. I'm like, I'm not gonna go journal about my time in the gym. I never want to think about that again. It sucked.
Okay, that's weird. I thought it
It's
was like,
so
oh,
weird.
like meditate or like journal before bed or something.
No, it's like wind down, afternoon walk and run. I'm like,
Ew.
who's journaling about their exercise? That's like unhealthy.
I was gonna say maybe someone with body dysmorphia. I'm sure there's
Yeah.
a practical reason for it. Don't come for me, but
I don't know, man. I
that's
don't know.
scary.
Well,
I want to share one last thing is there's this screenshot that I put in our note because we
if
use
you
notes.
must.
And I just want to read what I found because it cracked me up. And before we go.
Okay.
So it was something about like the astrological signs. And
Love the zodiac.
you're a Gemini and I'm a Scorpio.
Oh my God.
Oh God, we're just two peas in a pod. Okay. So, Gemini and Scorpio, it says these two signs often show up at the top of people's do not date lists.
Wait,
Together,
like, don't date us, or we shouldn't date each other.
don't date a Scorpio, don't date a Gemini.
Okay, yeah, sick, that tracks.
Yeah. Huh,
Oh
suddenly things are making sense. Together, they're a magnificent nightmare.
okay.
This duo mostly wants to bond through physical touch.
Oh my God, no.
Yeah,
That is. Could not be farther from me.
Gemini craves novelty and distraction. Scorpio wants to add another human soul to their collection. Good
Jesus
luck to
Christ.
everyone involved.
That sounded like the synopsis for an A24 movie.
I can't wait to collect your soul.
Craves novelty and distraction.
So that's why we started a podcast. I'm collecting souls
Yeah.
through the pod subscribers, and you're having novelty and distraction from it.
Love, whatever. I hope I stay at the top of everyone's do not date
It
list.
was just cracking me the fuck up. I had to add it in there.
I feel like because we're always stereotyped as like the most psychotic signs,
Yeah, for
which
sure.
like isn't totally inaccurate.
Yeah, I was gonna say, and what?
I also might technically be a Taurus, according
Whoa, you're
to
borderline
our.
Taurus.
Yeah, because I'm already on the cusp. I learned this in college at UNC's planetarium. That because of the tilt of the Earth's axis, the night sky that we see now is slightly different than the night sky that the original zodiac calendar was based off of. So now, if you project the zodiac calendar on our current stars and astronomical. On our current astrological plane, it's a
There
little
you go.
different. So, if you're on the cusp, you are most likely like going to identify more with the previous sign. So, like I'm right on the cusp of Taurus and Gemini. So now, projecting it into our sky, I'm like a true Taurus.
Interesting.
Technically.
Well, I will say, you know how like the color wheel functions where like the opposite colors go together in like a weird way? It's the same. I saw that it's the same thing with the zodiac signs where like your opposite sign is like your sister sign or whatever. And technically, Taurus is the Scorpio sister sign.
Interesting. Wow. That is interesting. So what would Gemini
Sag.
be? Oh. I don't see that for myself.
You and a Sagittarius being sister signs.
Yeah. I mean, we're not gonna, let's not make this a. Okay, also, astronomy, science and physics, astrology, horoscope. I can never get that
Correct.
right.
Correct. Yeah.
Like, I have to actively think about it every time I say it out loud.
That's fair. I
Yeah.
mean, it's tough out here. Anyway,
Should we
so
start doing fake horoscopes at the end of every episode?
we should do
If
that.
you're an Aries, you're going to fall in love this week. Actually, no, I don't want to talk about Aries.
If you're an Aries, go fuck yourself, except for Megan.
I need another sign. If you're a Leo, you're gonna get a text from your ex this week and they're gonna tell you that they miss you and you're gonna try to get back together and then it's not gonna go well. And then you're gonna get a promotion at your job.
Yeah, good things are gonna happen with your work life and
And your social life.
ignore past previous romantic interests that may come up this
Yeah.
week.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Beautifully vague.
That's how you do it, baby.
Yeah.
I love
It sure
I'm getting
is.
back into my witchy era, girls. We're getting metaphysical on this shit. We'll bring that more to come.
All right. Well, good luck to all the Leos out there.
And again, if you're an Aries, Kimmy probably hates you.
Yeah. I don't know many Aries. It's just the one that I could think of I don't like. And so I didn't want
Our
to give.
friend Megan is an Aries.
Oh, well, Meg, I wasn't thinking about you, obviously.
Spilling tea on the pod. Can't wait. And next week we're gonna actually live stream the death match between Kimmy and Megan. They're gonna fight in the cage.
I can't. Also, I'm really bad at picturing when, like, if you like, I know Meg's birthday, but if you would have like gone to my head, been like, what sign? I don't know. I'm really bad at that.
That's fair. I'm also bad at knowing that. I just know that because her and I have talked about it before.
That's fair. Okay, we'll stay tuned for the Aries fake horoscope next week.
Great. Oh my God. And on that note, you guys, thanks for listening. Drop us your Photoshop fails and any Photoshop masterpieces you have on our DMs. Feel free to also send any astrological
Good
funny
job.
things that you have. And we'll catch you next time.
All right.
Next
Bye,
Tuesday.
stupid idiot.
Bye.